Inflation surging again. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Rising prices for food, gas, and rent sending the consumer price index to 9.1%, its biggest yearly increase since 1981, with nearly half the increase due to higher energy costs. President Biden out with a statement as he meets with leaders in Israel.
He did release a statement about this report, and in that statement it says this, quote, "Tackling inflation is my top priority. We need to make more progress more quickly in getting price increases under control." He then outlined a series of steps that he's already taken to tackle inflation, like releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, calling on gas companies to lower prices quickly if oil prices drop, and capping prices for buying oil from Russia.
Fox's Edward Lawrence traveling with the president in Tel Aviv, while Republicans say the inflation number is due to Democrats' spending, which they say is out of control. Stocks ended lower as Wall Street braces for a big hike in interest rates. The Dow lost 208, the Nasdaq minus 17. The S&P also off 17 points. A former CIA software engineer accused of causing what prosecutors say was the biggest theft of classified information in the agency's history has been convicted. Joshua Schulte has been found guilty. His first trial in 2020 ended in a mistrial. Prosecutors say a third Colorado elections official has been arrested for trying to interfere in 2020 election results.
Sandra Brown, a former Colorado elections manager, arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation and attempting to influence a public servant. Officials in Mesa County allege Brown, who worked for Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, was involved in a failed attempt to prove something was amiss during the 2020 presidential election, making copies of election software and using someone else's identity to do so.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Peters and her chief deputy are already being prosecuted. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A court appearance for a Wisconsin mother accused in the overdose death of her infant son.
22-year-old Tiana Pudzlocker is in court in Green Bay, accused of child neglect resulting in death after her 18-month-old baby boy died in May with fentanyl in his system. The boy's father, 23-year-old Derek Young, also charged, and according to a criminal complaint, admitted to selling and both he and Pudzlocker using the illicit drugs, which their son likely found and ingested. Children were removed from the couple's home last year due to concern for neglect and drug endangerment. The boy's grandmother dropped the baby off for an unsupervised visit the day he died. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
City of Detroit has agreed to pay $7.5 million to settle a lawsuit by a man who claimed police switched bullets to pin a murder on him in 1992. Desmond Ricks was released from prison in 2017 after serving 25 years after efforts by gun experts and law students at the University of Michigan. A German airline is scrapping flights from its summer schedule as demand surges.
Lufthansa is canceling another 2,000 flights this summer as airlines around Europe deal with staffing shortages. European aviation sector is struggling to increase capacity quickly to meet soaring demand. With the easing of travel restrictions along with higher COVID vaccination rates, this was the first summer that many travelers have felt comfortable enough to make overseas trips since the start of the pandemic. Lufthansa said staffing shortages were the main cause of the cancellations, but added that strikes, bad weather, and a rise in COVID cases have put further strain on the system.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A judge has rejected a request from Amber Heard to set aside the $10 million judgment she must pay to ex-husband Johnny Depp as part of the punishment in his defamation suit against her. She can still appeal the verdict to the Virginia Court of Appeals. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.